You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
From Vox Markets, I'm Francesca Morgan, and joining me today, I have Avieu Tamir, CEO of Canabo Group, and Nick Pateras, Managing Director of Materia Group. Thanks for joining me today, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning. So, Avieu, of course, last week, the group applied to undertake an efficacy trial of your inhalation formula, which is cannabis-derived. But yesterday, you had news out relating to this formula and its current phase. Can you tell us what yesterday's news told investors?
Yeah, it's a good question, Francesca. We are working from, I think, the last 2 years on a unique patent. And the patent is basically a blanket patent that is covering both the existing CBD formulas and now the development of a smoking cessation and nicotine and CBD product. The idea behind this is that what we're starting to find is that CBD is a good product to combat addictions. And as we all know, one of the maybe most problematic addiction right now in size is tobacco and nicotine. And we see that the electronic cigarettes are doing a good job in transitioning smokers to a non-smoking devices, the nicotine devices. And statistics shows that this is by far the most successful method smoking cessation. But what's happening after that is that a lot of the smokers that now are vapors are building dependency on these nicotine devices. And not many know, but in these nicotine devices, there are actually more nicotine that you have in cigarettes. The second challenge of electronic cigarettes is that they're quite appealing for the young generation. And what we see is that although smoking become very rare in young generation, vaping is cool again. So you have young people starting to pick up nicotine devices and getting addicted to nicotine.
Right.
And with our formula, it's basically a program. The idea of this is that you're not becoming dependent on nicotine or this product. It's maybe one of the only products that we are planning that you will stop using after 60 days. And you're getting a package that includes a small amount of nicotine with CBD and then another pod with even lower amount and then a set of pods with high potent CBD hemp extract with no nicotine at all. And the experience that the patients that we worked with had is that this process of replacing the pods one after the other is working almost naturally in reducing the addiction to the nicotine itself and transition to CBD, a material that has no addiction at all and is very helpful with the urges that you have when you have a dependency on a substance. And so great results. We saw 70% success rate with the model. It was a short trial, and we want to take it forward to a bigger trial. And I'm assuming we're going to partner with a significant strategic partner around that area.
That's great. And so yesterday, you talked about the difference between the two phases and how this formula is now moving into a national phase. Can you just explain the difference between these two phases and what this news means in practice?
Any patent needs to pass three phases. Provisional state of a patent, usually where you're sticking the priority date. So from that date, you have priority. If someone else has registered a patent after that, you will have a priority. That was done in 2018 already. Then you have a PCT phase where you have an audit from a patent office and giving comments and replies. And at that phase, when the audit is finished, you're moving to a national phase. You're choosing and picking specific countries. In the case of the European Union, it's one union to register the patent. So this is the last phase of the patent. And once the different countries are approving it, it becomes a patent that the combination of nicotine and CBD will be defendable as a cannabis patent.
Mm. And which markets will this be applicable in the case of your device?
So right now we're registering the patent itself in US, Israel, and EU.
That's great. And what is the significance of releasing this news at this current moment in time? And I'm referring to sort of like the global landscape of tobacco smoking, really, and the measures that come along with that.
I think there's two significant things that happened lately. Once we all know the announcement of the NHS and the governor bodies in the UK that accepting electronic cigarettes or applications of electronic cigarettes companies to be prescribed as a medicine. So that's the first country in the world that's saying electronic cigarettes is a medicinal path for smoking cessation. Big support in the UK for using electronic cigarettes to stop smoking tobacco. The second thing is the movement we see of called the big tobacco. The big tobacco is looking, and actually beyond that, they're already in the cannabis industry. They're looking for new innovations. They're looking for opportunities to enter the market, but not just to become a cultivator, but to own brands, to own patents or innovation. So obviously this is something that is extremely hot right now in the field.
Of course. Now, today you had some news out relating to progress with a subsidiary of Materia. Of course, we have Nick on the podcast as well. So could either of you talk about the significance of this morning's announcement? What did it say exactly?
Nick, you want to grab this one?
Yeah, sure. So we're really excited about this morning's announcement because it means that we've actually turned on one of the assets that we've been building out, getting licensed for the better part of the last 2 years. So today we announced the Materia Malta, which is our EU GMP certified cannabis processing facility on the island of Malta, has made its very first sale. So all of the build out we've done over the last 2 years, the process we've gone through with the local authorities to get the site fully certified and licensed, including with our narcotics operating license, has now come to fruition because we've been able to manufacture our first product commercially at that site and actually make our first sale. out of this site as well. It's gone into the local market. So it's a product that is now available for Maltese cannabis patients in pharmacies all across the country. And then the next step will be to supply that same product into other European markets. So we're targeting Germany and the UK as next sales points.
Great. And of course, this is an inaugural product. Could you just talk a little bit about the product itself?
Yeah, for sure. So we're quite pleased with the launch product. So it's a product called Carbassi Verde. It's testing at 21.7% THC, which is quite a relatively high potency for the market. We know that the general medical cannabis customer base still seek high potency products. So we wanted to launch a product that was well above the 20% range, which usually divides low versus high potency in Europe as a general stratification. So we're quite pleased about that. It involves a hand trimming step as well. So again, we're trying to put the patient experience first, making sure there's no seeds or stalks in the actual product they receive. And the other thing we're quite excited about is the product was only harvested in the last 3 or 4 months. So to make it through our entire supply chain and be ready for patients with that kind of turnaround means that the product is still quite fresh. So we're hoping that we'll have a lot of excitement about the product, and hopefully a lot of patients will start to recognize the quality the Materia brand represents.
Mm. And what do you see the role of Materia Malta being in terms of existing within Europe's wider supply chain in this market?
So Materia Malta is going to be our manufacturing and distribution hub. That is to say, we will bring in flower from all over the world. Low cost, high quality genetics that haven't been introduced to the European market yet. We'll manufacture them into a European standard, that EU GMP standard in Malta, and then use that as the hub through which we sell those products all across the European market. So we think it's going to be a very pivotal part of our supply chain, and we're really just getting going.
That's great. And now I have two questions to sort of round up. First of all, is last month, Cannabo told investors that they were finalizing the majority of the due diligence in terms of work as part of the proposed acquisition. So I wanted to ask, is this still the case, as I understand it? And secondly, what will Materia Malta's facility mean in practice for Cannabo post-acquisition?
So, of course, it's still the case. We can't share inside information, but hopefully we'll be able to share more information soon for everyone. About Materia Malta, as Nick mentioned, this is the backbone for the production of the group. If we see Cannabo Research Center as the innovation part, and Malta, Germany, and UK as distribution hubs, Malta is in the middle, producing products, starting with the unique flowers and strains, and moving on to more innovative products. And that really will be the main revenue generator for the group. So that's really the key. And we're talking about an asset that with the changing in the environment in Germany and Malta, it's just gaining more and more value and will be significant in the future.
That's great. Well, Avu and Nick, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.